Good afternoon. You're tuned into SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Monday, February 15th. Many rivers across the state are in danger of flooding after a weekend of near-constant rain soaked South Carolina. According to the National Weather Service, numerous area rivers in the Midlands, PD, Grand Strand, and Lowcountry are at or above flood stage, including the Congaree River, the Lumber River, the Little PD River, the Waccamaw River, Great PD River, Black Creek, and Edisto River. The National Weather Service warns motorists to be cautious at night when it's harder to recognize that an area might be flooded. New confirmed coronavirus cases topped 1,100 today following a short weekend spike in cases. The positive test rate also was 6.5%, according to State Department of Health and Environmental Control data. Today's figures continue a downward trend for several key metrics health officials use to gauge the spread of the virus. In other news, a state Senate committee will consider this week whether to restore a small annual raise for most teachers delayed because of budget uncertainties due to COVID-19. The House earlier this month unanimously approved a proposal to give teachers step raises, which are increases of several hundred dollars a year teachers get for each year of service. The resolution is scheduled for a hearing Tuesday afternoon in the Senate Finance Committee. If approved, the raises would be given in a lump sum by June 15th. Plans to build a new hospital in Indian Land could be held up by a lawsuit filed by a competitor hospital. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has more.
MUSC Lancaster wants to build a 100-bed hospital on the 87 acres it bought in the fast-growing Charlotte suburb of Indian Land. But the Lancaster News reports that a complaint filed by Texas-based Tenet Healthcare is putting the brakes on MUSC's plans for the moment. Tenet is the owner of Piedmont Medical Center, which late last month announced it was finally ready to build its own 100-bed hospital in neighboring Fort Mill. Tenet's complaint could trigger a review from DHEC that could take months. The complaint is the latest volley in a decades-old fight between Tenet, MUSC, and Charlotte-based Novant for a healthcare foothold in rapidly evolving Lancaster County. A decision about MUSC's proposed Indian Land campus could come later this year. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan.
A special window to sign up for health insurance through the federal marketplace is open to South Carolinians. The Post and Courier reports healthcare.gov, the health insurance marketplace created by the Affordable Care Act, opened per an executive order from President Joe Biden. The exchange usually closes by mid-December. Now it's open to people through mid-May. And in addition to a yet-to-be-completed building, the International African American Museum is getting a traveling exhibition thanks to financial help from an international tire maker with a huge presence in our state. The museum says Michelin North America will help pay for the program, which also includes a curriculum designed for students from kindergarten through the 12th grade. Michelin's gift will also pay for an exhibit at the International African American Museum in Charleston that focuses on how freedom for people depends on mobility. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.